Die Samstagskracher bei Netto Markendiscount.
Was ist im Angebot?
Mini Roma Rispentomaten.
Sehr gut.
Die 300 Gramm Schale für?
3 Euro?
Nee, für nur 1,49 Euro.
Dann geh doch zu Netto!
Don't try to run, don't try to hide.
What's up, Fool Podcast? What's up, Fool Podcast? We're back every week. We're bringing you the funny, the news, the daily events that happen in our lives. Some of it is true. Some of it are made up, but nothing's made up. But we got Rodrigo Torres right here, man. All three people. What's up, bro? We're here chilling with a Waist 42, chilling strong. I'm a Waist 42 too, man. You know what's funny? I'm a Waist 42 30. Lisa lost 14 pounds, but who's keeping track?
15 pounds, I'm keeping track since January 1st.
Yay. And it shows. That's garbage to be tight. That's garbage to look like a tie.
Get a little double
winner. What's up, Rodrigo, man? You've never been the same since you came back from Mexico with your lady all happy.
Well, what happened?
You were waist tight, 38, bro. Loose.
I'm a tight red line around the waist. Tight ass 38.
It's red 30. Line, huh?
Like, oh my god,
like
dude.
You were like you were hanging on from a cliff.
I'm like that
mountain climber type. 38 around the belly button.
No,
though you're not 38.
Oh. I'm not 42 then.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna go to 40s because it'll be over. Then I'll be like 42 and then 44.
You think if somebody walk in right now with a waist 38, you'll fit into it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it'll be some struggle, but I'll get that button on.
Jimmy,
you see that fool around? Did you see that guy at the hotel?
Which one?
Right in Cleveland. He had those custom pants, that big old fat dude.
No.
Built around the stomach.
Oh, screw that.
He just went to
I don't want my stomach hiding, bro.
Yeah, dude. It was all like fucking Fatty Arbuckle style.
What are those pants? Anybody know? Maybe they could be a sponsor for us.
But isn't because when you wear a suit, your pants go to your belly button. Or when you wear
all period, pants right? are supposed to go around your belly button. But
like
jeans
Rudy
are
Moreno.
Just. But most yeah, of you guys wear your jeans lower. And a lot of women wear their jeans lower toward their hips to fall on their hips. But the traditional waist is measured around your belly button.
And now that you mentioned that,
I have no waist.
I have a great waist, but my lower flanks are a little. I got a little love handles there.
So if your pants could like go all the way to the top, but then they fall down, you're still a waist 42.
Yeah.
They fall down. Well,
you have no
got
butt.
Other
like,
problems.
No, like my. Like I'm a like when I even when I was a waist 40, like my the pants can tie up at waist 40. Like mm-hmm. I could tie my belt around my belly button, mm-hmm. right? But it always slides under my stomach.
Well, that's because you have a stomach there that's kind of shaped.
Yeah, so my stomach is waist. I always tell people I'm a waist 42 up here, 36 down here.
Yeah, I mean it all depends on where you wear your pants, but the true waist, your natural waist, is at the belly.
When the last time you bought a pair of new pants, when you say, you know, these 38-30s.
I've been dry cleaning the 38-30s for about 6 months now.
Hell yeah!
But I didn't start wearing them until 6 months ago, but I've had them for a year.
They're stretchy.
Hell no, they're Levi's black tight, dog. I can see like in between the leg right now, it's starting to give a little bit, like it might want to tear, so I might have to get a patch.
When I put that story up, when you were laying down, people were saying, damn. I had to delete it, dog. That was like a maniac laughing.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's I caught you in a bad position,
you got
bro.
Me in a bad angle.
I caught you in a bullfrog style. Motherfuckers say ribbit.
Ribbit.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, you can't get a fat fool
she
in a bad angle.
She's passing that fool around at home, bro. Look at that. Show it to Ike.
Is this for real?
But yeah, bro. You were like sitting down. I said, man, how do I look?
Oh.
Then I get a lot of bad position in photos, too, bro.
Oh,
like this.
I hate it, dude.
I got that ass right here.
I hate it, man. It's like, dude, get that camera away. Get it farther, dog. Get a good angle. Isn't it as a photographer you're supposed to get good angles?
That fool gets good angles.
Oh, those are spies, huh, fool? On one side.
I don't think we can comment. There's no comments on the YouTube.
What's up, fool? People are commenting right now?
No, there's no comments.
They're watching it?
I don't know if they're able to comment. I don't see
Let
any
me see
way
how
to
it
do
looks.
It. See any way to do
I
it.
Want to make sure I'm in a good position
you
right
can
here.
See right there.
I like that one.
Man. Yeah, well, I'm going to tuck myself
What's
in this
up,
one.
Fool?
With the dark stuff right here.
Yeah, we look good. I was sporting my Louis XIII shirt.
Checking them.
I forgot my glasses, so I don't know if I'm going to read these ads.
Oh, my God. You have to.
These are all mad right now. Can't hit this vape. We got this big old vape over here.
Well, there's nothing in that. All right, let's do this.
Let's do this. We got an ad here.
No, first do this.
Upcoming show this weekend, March 23rd and 24th. Los Angeles has a Noble downtown LA. There's still tickets for March 23rd, but they're not like sitting down seats. They're standing room only.
There are only single seats left.
So if you're a woman, you know, who's 42 with high heels, these tickets are not for you. But if you're a woman who's 20 years old and likes to dance and stand still, these shows are for you. These tickets are for you. March 24th, though, there's plenty of tickets available. March 30th, Austin, Texas at the Paramount Theater. March 31st, Atlanta, Georgia at the Variety Playhouse. April 5th, Fayetteville, Arkansas at University of Arkansas. And man, it must be some weird air here. My nose will get stuffed up.
There's
a free show. I feel like I'm in a box. A free show, free to the students, free to the public. If you're in Arkansas, man, or near Arkansas, 3 hours away, come to this show, man. I'm coming alone. The only one hour of me. So it'll just be me. April 20, that's 420. We're back at Albuquerque, New Mexico at Isleta Resort. Hopefully, if I get there a day early, I'll get to see the town. So far, every time I've been, I've only seen the casino and my hotel room. May 5th, Thunder Valley. Thunder Valley Casino in the Sacramento area, Lincoln, California. Everybody from Weed, California, please show up.
Yeah. A few minutes? Okay.
Lots more dates. Check out FelipeWorld.com/tour for all show dates, ticket links. Did you know that What's Up Fool is now on Spotify, Fool?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know? Shit, we made it, dog.
Hell yeah.
We've been waiting for this for a while. Spotify is making it easy for you to stream this podcast and many others like it on your mobile device, desktop, or smart speakers. Open the app, click on Browse Channel, and then click on the podcast section. Take it with wherever you go. Thanks to Spotify. Yeah. Forgot Spotify. To tell you, bro.
What up, fool?
When I did that show with D-Ray Davis, in Oaktown, it was Lisa's birthday.
Oh.
It was one of those Chamorrita birthdays where you throw in a show. And we ate mushrooms, bro.
No, I think you did tell in Frisco, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We stayed in Frisco. Did we tell the story?
I don't know if you told the story, but I remember you guys told me.
I think we told it on the air.
A little bit.
When it started hitting me hard, I was on the pier, man.
We had just taken him like 20 minutes before, so half an hour.
Yes, it was hitting me, barely hitting me. And then his couple asked me to take photos of them while he proposed this. Yeah, bro.
This fool.
But he starts taking some photos. They hand him the phone, and he starts taking some photos. And I was looking at these photos over his shoulder, and they were all out of focus and blurry. Like, they kept missing the shot. It was all blurry. But I think it was because it was kicking in, too. His vision, his perception was off.
In and out.
Yeah. And then I said, oh, no, give me that. Let me do it better. And then I started doing it.
Same.
Just as bad. And this poor couple, the guy's hand was shaking because he was so nervous about, you know, asking her to marry him. And they had a little daughter. I think it was her daughter. And she was like 6 or something like that. And she was witnessing the whole thing. And they were all happy. But they're probably horrible photos.
You couldn't get anyone so that were non-fuzzy?
No. It was a good couple. It was like an older black lady and a Mexican guy.
Yeah, they were like middle-aged. Cool. Like,
they were all happy.
Yeah, they were love. Super happy.
Right that, here.
That one movie.
At this bridge of love, do you take me to be your husband? The little daughter said, no, mommy, say no. But then I took the photo.
I do, baby.
What's up? What did you propose, bro? I forgot to ask. Did we ask? Did you get one knee?
No.
No? What'd you do?
Just asked.
But how did you ask, bro? Your details, dog. Don't just give them one word answers here.
Like, were you sitting in the car?
You were in a story. How did it go down?
In a restaurant.
But still, you were doing a police report about it. How did it start? It was 5 o'clock.
I supposed to pretend.
I wore my dinner time. Blue tie.
What were they eating?
Huh? French food.
French food.
All that
French
fries.
Trying to show her some escargots. We're
at, what's there in the Filipinas?
Yeah. Renault in Silver Lake.
What's the name of it? El Figaro.
No, it's not Figaro. It's right there next to Inteligencia. Right there. It's a new spot. It used to be something else back in the day.
But you didn't go to El Figaro? I went there one time.
I've been to El Figaro. I've been to El Figaro with you.
Does El Figaro have duck? Foie gras, whatever it's called?
Foie gras. Pate.
It was, that's in Los Feliz, right?
Yeah, I went to El Figaro once to eat there.
Is it where the music school used to be?
Yeah. No, north in Los Feliz. It's by next to...
by that Starbucks.
Where that man sings, Staying Alive.
Oh, at the...
Staying Alive. At the Dresden.
Yeah, Dresden.
It's like one block south of the Dresden, and there's like two palm trees, and it's very there's a cracked sidewalk right there, right next to the Starbucks, and it's called Figaro, and I guess a struggling struggling actor from Rodrigo North, because Rodrigo sprayed that place.
They had rats. But it was just cool. It was all casual. It was not a big deal. No,
was she surprised that she knew it was coming?
Probably.
I bought the arena same day. Lisa didn't know what's coming.
What? You did what?
No, I asked
her. Oh, yeah.
I asked her if Roxanne knew it was coming. And then she said, Lisa didn't know it was coming. I bought the arena an hour ago.
Well, we went into the store. We were at the outlets over there in Cabazon, over there. And then we walked into the store just to look. And I was like, oh, yeah, I like these rings. And then Felipe said, okay, we'll take these. And I was like, oh, what? And then... Then the woman started putting him on a plane. It was only like 1,800, something like that. It wasn't that much. But she started trying to put you on a payment plan. And payment he was plan. Like, no, man, I'll pay this
right now, man. 100%
right
now. Just did a show of Bill Bellamy. This will pay for it.
Yeah, he was like, I'll pay for it right now. Like a payment plan for $1,500 or $1,800.
Credit card didn't go through.
But all it was because he had his own limit. He had his own limit to call the bank for something.
You had it all planned out, fool?
No.
So you were spontaneous.
Yeah, then we went to have lunch, and then he just got down on his knees.
I didn't have it all totally planned. I was just like,
"Where'd you get the ring at?
Huh?
Where'd you get the ring?
Mexico City.
He got it in Mexico.
All
yeah.
right.
We had to go down there with the Mexico City. They're all jewelers, and they're all Jewish.
From the Mayans. Jewish,
but you can wheel and deal them. But it's like the garment district here in LA.
Yeah,
they have the jewelry district right there down the street from El Zócalo.
The only thing I like about those guys, they want cash.
Oh, it's all cash.
They want cash.
Downtown, the jewelry district downtown, they want that.
I mean, the other reason why I bought it there too is because it's like the dollar, you can stretch it more over there. Yeah.
Oh, man. Speaking of cash, man, I don't want to like change the subject, but I was doing part 106 and they asked me, what would you be doing if you were a comedian? And I said, man, I would be robbing your guests downstairs.
You could probably get about one or two good robberies out of
it. And then Big Boy said, hello. That happened here before.
Oh, okay.
Of course it happened before. Because, you know, you get these flashy rappers, you know, with cotton candy hair. And I was talking about, like, that rapper.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know, they're showing cash. I know they're going to be there. I know there's going to be some cash. I'll rob them downstairs.
Be a stack and a chain.
Or comedians too, you know?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
But, you know, this is something you would have to know if you're a comedian. That's something you know if you're not a comedian. I'm giving ideas here to people, man. No, don't rob us, please. Are you pointing at something?
Accessory. What happened?
Were you pointing at something?
No, I'm just looking for something because I got a message that was looking.
Whose message is it?
Oscar.
Oscar, he was just there.
Yeah, he just texted
hello.
Me.
Well, what's up?
He said the weed is in the silver basket.
Oh, right. We're in the silver basket.
I have no idea what I'm looking for behind here. I think he means this little thing. This can't be it, right?
This ain't a basket. Oh, it's hot.
God damn.
Hot, huh?
Can they see this on the thing?
Can you guys see this?
Did you get on one knee for or no?
Hell yeah, I got on one knee and couldn't get back up. I got on one knee and then I realized I shouldn't have got one knee. She's laughing at me.
I didn't laugh at you. I was just like, what are you doing down
there? What'd you drop?
The little screw that holds your...
Yeah, that's what I thought. There's no
eyeglasses there. Together. The arm.
What arm?
Oh, no. So what'd you drop? The little screw from your glasses.
You got your ring in Mexico?
Yeah, yeah.
So they have like a big jewelry market doing LA?
Yeah, dude. It's all
the prices are cheaper or the same?
You can get more for your money down there. And, you know.
Diamonds are diamonds. Other people say these are cut.
Dude, different. You're paying for the name with, like, Tiffany's and all that, right, Lisa, or no?
You're paying for the name.
That's what I'm saying.
Always. Well, that's why the ones downtown, they're wholesale. They're right there. But
they're diamonds,
though. But you're just buying the diamond, and then you have to go buy the setting with somebody else and then have somebody put it together for you. So in the end, you're paying close to what you get somewhere else.
Unless you want that one that's already kind of made right there.
Yeah, like basic. You can get, yeah.
So I don't know you could do that, man, in a jewelry store.
You can buy just the rock if you want.
The coolest story?
And you can get your own setting for it. Like, you might have an antique setting from your old grandmother's old ring, you know. You might want to just put a new stone in there.
There's usually like a silver guy right next to him. You could make a good deal.
Mm-hmm. Or they know their own place. They know another place that can do it for you.
Like, when you get the suits, they'll send you to the table. Yeah.
We're so lucky to live in Los Angeles, man. I know. Like, we don't got to deal with fucking buying a suit at wholesale like an idiot.
If you can work it.
Like you buy a suit at retail, man. Like, you know how to, like, I don't understand.
$500
$500, man. No matter what. It's going to be a good suit. Like, a $500 suit, you're gonna get it with Ross. Not a Ross, huh?
Macy's, probably.
Macy's. But $200, you can't beat that, man.
Hell no. But all you're getting is a suit that's, like, the same brand or if not better, but it's just a couple seasons behind. All it is.
Not even that. It's the same. Problem? No, it's the same thing.
During the same time?
It's the same cut. They hire people who know how to do that same cut as the high fashion houses.
Okay.
Or people who've worked for those houses, and then they just do the same cut, that same fabric.
Because they had that
label. No Kimora shit.
Well, that's one of the first things I learned in business school. When you're buying clothes, you're paying for the label. And they use one place to make, you know, some of the ones that are like exclusive fashion houses, like they'll use one seamstress, one place, one, what do you call it, manufacturer. And then,
suit fellas.
But then other people learn that pattern. They learn what fabric it is, and they can start generating it too, or they'll cut costs and make.
Yeah, like those two, like right there, I got my suit at Suit Fellas. Mm-hmm. Right next door, those two guys, they pretty much can cut your suit to any style. Like, you want to look like '80s, they'll make it. You want the suit to look like a hardcore '70s cop?
Yeah.
We got the long coat for you.
Yeah, because when you got married, the place we got the suits at, they had the ones where they had, like, you know, Calvin Klein or, like, kind of name brand.
Yeah.
Then they had the ones that were, like, off Italian names. And then they had the ones that had no tags.
Yeah, yeah. Melvin Klein.
And the ones with no tags, it's just the same sort of thing. They just, you're paying for the label. Yeah. And these guys know a place that can make a bunch of them.
Like, my
Hugo Boss is, like, the suit, like, that's $1,000.
Like, my pants, I know they're Hugo Boss because they have that red line, like Hugo Boss. Same. And then the suit has the same red line like Hugo Boss. It just doesn't say Hugo Boss.
The label, the tag.
It says supervisor.
It's like some of the food manufacturers who make generic brands. It's the same company making it, but they make like, it's like they just want to make a little extra money, you know, making generics, like say for Trader Joe's.
Get a little piece of that market.
So like they'll make a little Trader Joe's generics or whatever that are not, they don't have their label on them, but they get a cut. Like an aftermarket sort of thing.
You see that shit at Sater Brothers? They have like Kroger, like basic, like the other version of it. Or
like leather.
I look horrible in the YouTube video, man. This lighting is not good for me.
Send the light guy in.
You look good.
I need some of those little Chinese lanterns that were outside. They soften up this these bags.
What's up, fool? We might get another rabbit, dog.
Oh, we are.
Why, the little rabbit?
Little patches. Someone left them behind, bro. I felt bad for them.
Where'd you guys see this at?
Little Blinky.
Some fan tagged me. Some fan of Felipe's tagged me on a post from a woman in Orange County.
The OC.
And this woman found her neighbor's rabbit. Her neighbor had moved and just left the rabbit behind, but just left him outside.
Perra.
To fend for himself and everything.
Mendiga.
So she took him in, but I was so worried because it was nice that she took him in, but she didn't know how to take care of a rabbit either. So, like, she just had a bag of pellets, and that's all. And, like,
feed it,
rabbits need a lot more than that, and they need attention, and they need certain things. So I was trying to help her.
That's like finding a baby, so all we have is Cheerios, but no milk.
And then, so I found a rescue volunteer near there that can hold them till hold the rabbit till Monday, and they know how to take care of rabbits. So we were so lucky, and that's Save Some Bunny Rescue. .org, I think, is their website, or savesomebunny.org, and they're in Orange County, and they are a nonprofit. If you ever want to throw them a few bucks as a donation, they're nice.
So we're going to have a new bunny.
New bunny on Monday.
In a different room.
I don't think Slipper's going to be happy about that.
Oh, dude. What's going to happen? They're either going to get along or they're not going to get along, right? Or they're like going to be like apart from each other.
They won't get along for a little while, probably.
But after a while, it's going to be like we're bunnies and they're gone, so we have to
check. You think Slipper's going to feel like that office is hers? The whole office?
Definitely.
She's going to like, it's a rabbits, tell all the rabbits, this is my turf. They run around in a circle to let them know every spot that's theirs. Huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's going to start using the tablet watch. Little paw.
They're going to start their own podcast.
Start swiping and shit.
So I'm answering questions on the chat. If anybody wants to chat on YouTube out there, I'm answering questions. So.
What's up, fool? We're right here live, man. We just got back from Cleveland, man. It was 36 degrees. We were staying at the Holiday Inn Clinic Hospital Hotel. And we didn't even know it then until we got in the car on the way home, on the way back to the airport. Our driver, he pretty much gave us the lowdown, like the behind-the-scenes history of where we're staying. And not even where we're staying, we're like four blocks from the projects and a lot of abandoned buildings and a lot of abandoned factories. If you guys want to Google this while we're talking, we were staying in Millionaire's Row in Cleveland, the old Millionaire's Row. The street that we were on, Euclid Avenue, used to be called Millionaire's Row because the whole damn street was filled with mansions. And someday, all the millionaires moved out, and the mansions became places for homeless people to sleep in. What are they called?
Slums. Boarding houses?
Boarding houses. Did you think, bro, when you were like walking around, did you guess like, yeah, it looks like it used to be rich?
Yeah, they were all big old fucking mansions. And then the other ones were big old fucking, it looks like a big old mansion. They cut into the walls to make windows.
Yeah.
Because there, all those mansions has like, what, 5-6 floors?
How was that barbecue spot?
Sweet Sauce Williams. It was bomb, dude. Got rib tips.
How cold was Toby?
Man, so cold. My room was 100 degrees.
His room was hot, huh?
Oh, my God, dude. Went in there when he was wearing that mask, fool.
No way.
Yeah, dude. That's how Woody he stayed Robbie. Young.
You were wearing a mask?
Yeah, it was like oatmeal or something. Dude, it was hot in there.
You're filling that mustache.
It was hot as hell in there, dog.
Shout out to Toby Hicks and Jamal Dolman. They have a podcast now, the Dope Dealers Podcast. I don't know what day it goes on, but if you're a follower of this podcast, you want to know what the hell Toby's up to. He over there talking about how cold it was.
Hell yeah. What's up, fool?
Yeah, man. I don't understand how people could keep their room hotter than 71.
Oh my God. Even when it's cold, dude, I have to keep it at like 68, dog. Because that's how germs spread, fool. They grow in fucking the heat.
You're staying there with Johnny Rocky. What was that like, bro? For walking in sleep?
Nah, it was all right. It was cool. I don't give a shit, dude. You know what I mean? Just clean up the restroom after you're done. Whatever, dog.
The old-ass tennis shoes, bro.
Those are like Jim Thorpe's tennis shoes, dog.
We need like an eFundMe for the fucking tennis shoes.
Everything new is except the shoes.
St. Patrick's Day in Cleveland, one of the biggest St. Patrick's Day celebrations in America, with like at least 500,000 people celebrating and getting drunk and throwing up corned beef everywhere. And we got there when it's over, but it was still a shitload of people and they were loaded, huh?
Hell yeah, dog. People were buzzed at the show, dog. You didn't see the pictures of that fool's phone? Like during the day?
Yeah.
Dude, that was a grip, dog. That's all like old school East Coast celebrations, fool.
So was Nick the owner, bro?
Nothing. Old school Italian.
He's a Greek Italian. He's Greek.
Oh, that's what he is?
Did y'all get enough to eat?
Oh, hell yeah.
He looked like he could choke food still, huh?
Oh, and I'm sure he's seen a couple of dudes expire in front of him, dog.
What's up, food? Today's guest, we have Jay Lamont on the show. Jay Lamont is going to be on our show at the Novo. What are people saying, bro? I have my glasses.
23rd, the 24th.
What are people talking about? What's up, man? If you guys like us on like us live, show us some emojis, dog. Show us we're happy that you're doing the show live, and we get to post our shit.
It says, "What's up, fool?" The other one says, "When you coming to Phoenix? Cheers from Houston, Texas." Hey, Felipe, go to go on Bobby Lee's podcast, Tiger Belly. That'll be hilarious for you.
I'm trying to get on, bro. Give him let him know.
And are you ever going to come back to Chumash Casino?
I'm ready to go to Chumash Casino, bro. You don't know. You know me. What's up, everybody? Anybody who's listening on YouTube, let us know what city, where you're calling us, where you're listening from. Let us know that you're out there, man. We're here for you guys. What's up, fool? We're going to be trying out this little bong right now, the little vapor exhale, if I could remember how to use it. Let's see. What is that guy going to do? He's going to put it here? Okay. Shout out to Emma right here, the engineer.
Okay, so you're going to put this little thing right here in this when it's green.
And how long do you wait?
I don't think you need to wait that long. I think it's and hot, then? So it's like a vape. So it's
once do we inhale or we wait for it to do it?
Yeah, so it's like a bong meets a vape. So you're gonna inhale it and then when you're
done, try this?
You pull this off. And you
wanna come over here?
Or
what?
You go for it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll see how it's done. But he's not hitting anything right now, right?
No, it's in there. See, and then when you're done, you pull this up and off like you would a bong almost, and clear it.
What's that filter for then?
Huh?
The filter, what's that for?
Which filter?
The little gray thing.
This little thing?
Yeah.
It's just to hold the,
there are extra
to
ones,
hold
huh?
the bud. And then this, they have.
This is tight. This is like a vape bong. Kind of like the one, I was making at home by myself, remember? But it's different, watch.
They made it for you.
I don't know if it reaches.
Oh, it's connected to a cord?
Try it out, dog. It's next like a clean here, bro. We need some Louis.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, try it out. It looks legit. Nothing. It's more bud.
What's going on here, Felipe? We got a shortage.
I don't know what's going on, bro.
Yeah, they say we're in a drought this season, man. What happened to Daddy Fat Sacks? Where's he at?
I don't know what's really going on, but that's how you do it, bro.
So once you take it off, it stops warming up, or it's already warm just because you're
already warm.
All right, it has an on and off button.
You put it in there, and okay, this is a different kind. And this is for like a bigger bowl rip. That's for like dabs.
Oh wow!
And
oh wow!
They said there was a gray sack, bro. I don't see no gray sack anywhere, bro.
Yeah, the only thing silver I see is that zipper you have with this.
Bring it over here, bro. What zipper?
Oh no, that's the only thing silver I see on your jacket, fool.
I think the silver basket they were talking about is the one that goes inside the thing.
Oh.
Okay. All right. And he's just come out? You just put him in and took him out? Well, so you have it as a gentleman. You want to smoke like a king.
Vape exhale?
Vape exhale.
I wasn't carrying anything.
There you have it, dog.
There you go.
That's where the weed goes.
Oh, that didn't burn you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It felt so hot.
You guys took it all.
All right.
I wish I had more for you.
All right. Me too.
What are those samples for? They're for a baby. Who's this for? The baby? Shout out to my boy, Bruce.
I thought you were going to bring some Louis, bro.
Who, me? If I would have known. I mean, I only have one little nug left, dude. But, you know, you don't need that.
This is the Vape Exhale, man. We tried it out. And it felt, it works perfect, man. But it felt like the machine is awesome. If anyone wants to get it, it's the Vape Exhale. You can hit some solid ass bowls, and I would suggest having more weed. But right now, I felt like we were hitting somebody's weed on the road.
I got one nug in the truck. You want to go get it, dog?
Go check it out, bro. Fuck. Go run, dog. Rodrigo's gonna come back, okay? Because he's gonna save the day.
Give you a headache and shit trying to hit this air.
If you guys don't know that, man, Rodrigo, man, he's like a connoisseur of marijuana. Like you don't understand. Like, this guy is picky with his marijuana. Like, if you come up with him with a blunt and it's skinny, he walks away. He goes, you know what, man? I gotta go count this merch money. I gotta go. He leaves. You don't stick around. And sometimes Toby Hicks, he shows up, you know, from somewhere and he has his weed. Yo, I just got this eighth for $40. And then Rodrigo goes, man, $40, man, that shit gonna be good. And he says it ain't good. But we're all high. I don't know. I guess some people like caviar and some people like tuna. Me, I like both.
I'm back, dog.
You're back, dog.
These guys, bro. They talk about these things. It's the man. This is not smoke at all. I need some for the head, dog.
Yeah, but
even those partial Louis joints didn't do it, bro.
Yeah, he'll show us. He'll do it. Show us. Here we go.
You have a grinder?
You have a grinder?
No.
You got one right there?
No, I don't. Break it up.
Break it up. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Vape Exhale. If you're wondering, look for it. Go get it on your web series, on the internet. Check it out. It works. It's a clean hit. It ain't like when you light it with a match, and it's rough, you know?
You got a code, too.
Yeah, and if and my listeners get 10% off on the Vapor Exhale EVO vaporizer and all other Vapor Exhale products by using promo code FOOL, that's FOOL, at vapexhale.com. There's nothing else out there like the EVO. Get big bang for your buck with the EVO. It takes way less herb to get you there. The taste is phenomenal. Tell you, man. Rodrigo don't even let that shit burn. He just took it all in. How is it now?
How you doing, man?
What's up, Jay Lamont?
What's up?
Better? Making that shit whistle.
Whistling.
I say, God damn it, motherfucker. He's smoking that shit like a bagpipe.
I'm Scottish. I'll give it up for the man himself. Oh my God. Go for it, dog. Some real weed, that's why.
Shout out to the Vape Exhale.
We're live right now, Jay, on YouTube, by the way. YouTube.com/ATC. So that's what is showing right now. And then they'll switch cameras.
Definitely get me one of these, please. Oh, man. Every improv green room should have one of these, bro. Somebody call Robert smooth? Hartman.
Well, I'll have a little.
Every improv should have one of these.
I think there's still some left.
Oh, here. At least I won't need no backwoods after this.
Let me load another one up, fool.
So you just gotta give them low.
This is cashed, dude.
What's up, fool? What's up, everybody listening out there? You know, I know we're trying out this vape thing and all that product? Good stuff. And don't forget to use FOOL and get yourself a little discount on this thing. Ah, the thing is hotter.
It's hot. Watch out.
The thing is hotter. The thing is hot.
We're going to witness Felipe's skills at breaking new bongs in about
20
minutes.
I could break bongs. What's up, everybody? We're here chilling, man. Remember a long time ago I told you guys that about Tyra Banks having a crush on somebody? This is the guy she had a crush on. I hear making up stuff.
You told me that a long time ago.
No, Tommy Chun told me that. And then Gabriel told me that. What's up, fool? You gotta wait for it to heat up.
I know.
So
did you say everything?
It can be used with both. Also, man, I forgot to mention the taste is phenomenal. Lisa, what it tastes like?
Clean green.
Clean green. Okay, it didn't taste like no paper. It didn't taste like no backwood. It didn't take like no matches.
Don't talk shit about my backwoods.
Okay, you got backwoods rolling skills. I don't know where you learn when I'm not there. It can be used with both flour and concentrates.
Some woman on YouTube.
Dabbing grandma. You could put it. You could put your oils on it. Like if you get some good moxie or some good some good oil, man. It's on. Brazil. What? Vapor Exhale CEO Salbo Shen is a former stuntman and backup dancer, and now uses cannabis in his Brazilian jiu-jitsu practice. And we might have him here, man.
Yeah, maybe.
He might teach us how to grab someone in a grapple hold and how to hit this bong.
That's funny. What? Oh, yeah, sorry.
There's still something in there, right?
Yeah, man.
So is that it? Did you do it?
Still waiting for a bomb-ass hit.
Sable's a huge advocate for normalizing cannabis use in today's society. Use promo code FOOL at vapeexhale.com. That's VAPEXHALE.com. You did all that. All right.
Oh, that should burn it off.
Okay. Let's turn this back into the That's a Fool podcast instead of the getting dug with up. High.
Oh, shit, we broke. Let it burn and put this on here. What's up, Fool podcast? It's brought to you by the people who said, you ain't going to be shit. What's up, everybody? You ain't going to be shit, man. You mumbling ass fool. Nobody going to understand you when you do comedy.
Who said that?
Who said that? I said it to myself.
Oh, don't say that to yourself.
No, I didn't say it to myself. People will say that.
Oh.
But then one day I met Willie Barcena. He said, dog, you got to stuff your mouth with paper, bro, and talk, dog.
Vito Corleone, bro.
Give me some Willie Barcena, bro.
What's going on, bro? Sitting here resting my eye, bro.
What's up, fool? We got Jay Lamont on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Jamming Jay Lamont.
Yes. He's going to be with us at the Novo Theater October.
Tonight.
March 23rd.
Is it October? 24th. I forgot. Oh, okay. I'll come back in October.
this episode is going to go up today.
Today.
So this Friday. Yeah.
This Friday.
Saturday.
All right. You're going to put it up early, huh?
Yeah. This podcast is going up early.
Hell yeah, man. What's up, fool? What's up, Jay Lamont?
How you doing, man?
Look at Jay Lamont, man. He has a voice like Tom Jordan.
It's good to see you. Good morning. 20 minutes after the hour. We've got much more on the way. You know, Tom's a good friend. I've been hearing you on Tom Jordan, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Yes.
Damn, man. How you been? Dude, when was the first time you saw Jay Lamont? Def Jam or you saw him in person?
Casa Latina.
I remember that.
Yeah, see, people don't know, man. We talk about like when I had that room, Wild Coyotes,
yeah,
and Edwin's rooms. We talk about and then we every time Ralphie May would the late Ralphie May,
yeah,
he will always talk about. Oh man, if it wasn't for the Mexican rooms, I would order never eat.
Yeah,
right. Being skinny, big daddy.
They paid.
Because the Mexican rooms paid.
Yeah.
So you did a lot of rooms like an East Side for us, huh?
Man, I did a lot of those rooms, man.
Gilbert Escobar.
I met you guys. You, Gilbert. You,
Sebastian.
Sebastian. King. All you guys, man. Y'all showed me so much love. I can't thank you enough.
King of the Acapulco.
What's
up, fool? And you were on a pilot, right? With Gabriel Iglesias and Tommy Chun? For Jamie Foxx?
It was D's Nuts?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Yes. That was like 19 years ago.
Because I remember Gabriel Iglesias was telling us.
2001?
Gabriel was telling us, Gabriel would take us to eat after every week they pay Gabriel Iglesias those 10 G's.
Yeah.
He would take us to go eat. And he would tell us, Gabriel would tell us so many inside stories. Like one time, how is this? Anyway, so I remember one time Gabriel was telling us that, no, Tommy Chun, we were hanging out with Tommy Chun,
uh-huh,
and we were hanging out with Gabriel, right? But not at the same time.
You're right.
So they would give us inside stuff. And I remember Tommy Chun said that Gabriel was always late. Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, wow.
And he was sleeping on the set. and then I remember one time they were watching Gabriel on the, they were showing the sketches, and they were showing Gabriel, and then Tommy Chun said to Jamie Foxx, yeah, man, shit, He can't even fit in a screen. He goes, what do you think, too big to be on the screen?
He's going to be out that motherfucker.
But Tommy Chong said, he's bigger than the screen. And then Jamie Foxx said, nah, man, he'll be out the screen. And then Jamie Foxx fired him.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. How was that, man, the whole working? Was that your first pilot?
That was the first pilot I did for Jamie. I've known Jamie for years, even before that, man. So we go way back. And it was so funny because I remember one of the days at the studio, whenever somebody was coming to see Jamie, he would send someone to come get me. And I thought I was in trouble. Yeah, Jamie wants to see you right quick. 10 minutes later, Jamie Foxx wants to see you right quick. So whoever was coming by to see him, he would want to show me off. Hey, man, me and my man, this is my man right here. Jay, my man, Jay, give him a little something. I'll do a guitar, I'll do Rock Perry. So I had to do all of that. I'm thinking, okay, did I do something wrong? No. Jamie wants, I guess he wants you to do something for his friend.
I do a state through Rodrigo.
Yeah. Rodrigo.
Every 10 minutes. Give the motherfucker Jamie. Yeah. Game kind of female. I'm dying here.
I'm testing out my new talk box. This Friday, when Saturday, when the Novo, we're gonna be rocking the house.
Damn. You should go up to the east side of the river, bro. You're the DJ. We got these rappers going up first.
East damn, of the that river. Was tight.
East of the river.
East of the river. Oh, God. I thought when I first told the fools.
He said east side of the river.
When I first booked the East of the River, because I thought we had Mezcalito on the show and the dude with the little hair, little son.
Mad Max.
Mm-hmm. Then they have a girl named ZZY.
Zaya.
She's good. Okay. This would be good. These three people.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were like a big group.
It's
like
a collective.
Like Outkast or... Yeah. Or the other guy, Tyler, what's his name?
They brought the whole Dungeon
Creator.
Family.
Yeah.
Tyler the Creator. Wow.
There's 10 of those motherfuckers.
They got a squad.
Ten of them and a DJ. Actually, 9 and a DJ.
Had to order 10 extra tacos. By the way, we're having vegan food bringing over vegan food.
Vegatinos.
Vegan tacos.
All those foods?
Yeah.
You okay with vegan food? We'll bring you on. We'll bring you whatever you want.
Can they slide some beef in there or something just for me? Just for
he
me.
He said,
Beef or vegan. I call it beef or vegan.
There'll be menus
if you guys want to order, but we're providing some friends of ours, Vigatinos, which we've never met, but they're friends online.
Yeah, they want a free ticket, so what you can bring?
No. Well, actually, that was kind of a condition, yeah. Mm. You got to pay to play.
Man, the whole world and their mother hitting me up at the last minute.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hey, dog. Felipe, what's
these tickets
up?
Are gone.
Felipe.
Man.
It's sold out.
Hey, big
bro.
Dog.
Once we had a Jay Lamont, it was gone.
Oh man, come on! No, not me.
I was so glad that you were available. I was like,
I was excited, man.
You're always out of town.
You're always out of town.
No, even if I am, bother me. I don't care. you're a pest.
They don't all pay like this.
Oh my lord!
You work with what's the name, right? That guy. Be sure to get your ticket.
Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band. Remember the Gap Band?
Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I've done a couple of dates with him.
You do stand up with him, or you do music? What do you do?
I do it all. So the type of show that I do, like
give us a little sample of the Gap Band right now.
Oh yeah. Be sure to get your ticket. Here it down, won't you miss it? Everybody's got to stand in line. So I'm sure that I've done that for him. He knows that I do that. So when he saw my show, he said, I gotta have this guy open up for me.
That's awesome.
So I do a lot of concerts. Even if I'm not doing a comedy show, I'm doing concerts. Because they like that stuff that I do. Yeah. So just to do it in front of like 20,000.
Could we run into you at the airport? I think we ran into you at the airport one time and you were with him.
Oh.
Briefly.
Where was this? This might have been in...
Do you remember
Nah.
Because I've been with him all over. Austin, Texas. I've done North Carolina with him. Oh, you just joking.
No.
He thinks it might be made up.
It might be made up, but I think we ran into each other briefly.
We probably did, yeah. Because, I mean, I've traveled all over with him, you know. And I'm going to be with him next month in San Diego. So you guys come check me out San Diego with Charlie.
We're going to be at the big the outside theater?
Humphreys? Balboa Theater?
No, Valley View.
Valley View
Casino Center.
Oh, okay, yeah. Casino, yeah.
It's going to be a hot show.
Yeah, check that out.
Man, that was my shit right there, man. When I was a kid, bro. Like, when that fool was doing that video in the Venice Beach, that when they were doing that song, The Gap Band.
Oh yeah, yeah, the video. Wow, you remember? The, you the know video. The video. That's right.
Yeah, bro.
You go. See, I love him.
Let me tell you, man.
I knew I liked him for some reason.
He was wearing a black bikini with cowboy boots and cowboy hat.
And he would crack up if he saw that video. He's like, "Oh Lord, I remember that." Because the long Jerry curls. That's what we had back then.
Even back then, I thought it was cool. It was no homo for me. It was more like, all right, them motherfuckers, you don't give a fuck. But Venice Beach is like that.
That's what it was.
He was representing, because there's food that would still walk around with a bikini.
Oh, yeah.
Buff ass dudes.
Yeah. Buff guy all
They
in
shot that
skates.
Whole video on the beach.
Yep. The Gap Band was two guys, right?
No, three. Three brothers. Three brothers. It was Charlie and his older and younger brother. Yeah. Charlie, Robert, and
People
Ryan.
People used to blast Love the those gaps Gap in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Yes.
And we're all from the same state.
What state?
Grew up in Oklahoma.
Where? Nice.
Oklahoma. That's where I'm from.
Oklahoma City?
I grew up in Oklahoma City. They're from Tulsa.
Why so many good
funk?
So much
funk. Because, see, I'm from Dayton, Ohio, and that's where Zach's
Ohio
from.
Players.
I live down the street from Roger Troutman.
Ohio Players.
Yeah.
Another gentleman that I've toured with. And I've actually traveled with Zap as well.
Yeah, Zap is great.
What? You're from Dayton, Ohio?
Yeah, I'm from Dayton, Ohio. And I grew up with Diamond Williams' daughter, Shelly. And I went to high school with her. Yeah.
Oh my God! Yeah. See, so like, it was meant for me to be here.
Okay. Like, no, it's cool. But there's so much funk. I didn't know Gap Band was from Oklahoma.
Yeah, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Crazy. I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, a lot of fun. Not just country. It's a lot of funk.
You have Parliament and from Ohio as well, and then you've got
Bootsy Collins. Yeah,
and then you've got Lakeside. Badass bass player. Yeah. Lakeside from.
And you know who else I worked with? That's from Oklahoma. Color Me Bad. Remember?
I want to set you up. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City. Went to high school with one of the guys. Yep.
Damn, are you serious?
So, oh yeah, we represent. Yeah, it's not just country there; it's funk.
What was that "Color Me Bad" song?
I wanna sex you up. Yep.
TikTok, you don't stop.
And remember the other song, "I Adore Mia Moore." Dream on, dream away. I wanna take you back to say. Yep, they're from Oklahoma City.
Color Me Bad.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. So you made your debut on Def Jam, right?
Actually, the first TV show that I appeared on was actually Showtime at the Apollo. Showtime at the Apollo. Then I did BET's Comic View.
Did you move on, or you were a guest, or you were amateur?
No, I was a guest. They booked me on the show.
That's tight. Oh,
nice. But you know what? But they always say, even if you're a booked guest, they can boo you too.
I've been to those shows. They're fun. Yeah. People love. They can't wait to boo.
They booed singers on there who were booked. Somebody told me a story where Luther Vandross, the first time he went to the Apollo, they booed him.
He'll put up
and his career just soared. Lauryn Hill got booed at one time.
Booed.
Her career soared.
So this Japanese chick went up there. She didn't get booed. She went nowhere.
So it's like
every time I saw
something to think about.
Asian people kill it with R and B songs. They don't get booed.
Well, I think anybody who goes up there and surprises the audience that they're really good, they get love.
And I was scared stiff when I went out there, and they loved me. I got a standing ovation. I was so honored. I was amazed, and they asked me to come back and do it 2 years later. And then it was Comic View when D.L. Hughley was hosting, the first host of Comic View.
Oh, wow.
Then Def Jam.
Oh.
Yeah, Def Jam. I did Def Jam twice when Joe Torre was the host.
Damn.
Never got to do it with Martin because I wanted to work with Martin. You know, but later, years later, I did a show that he produced called First Amendment. I think you did that. Didn't you do that show?
No.
First Amendment Stand-Up?
No, I didn't do that one.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought you
were. I think I did I'm Just Joking, or We Got Jokes with Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that one.
On BET.
Yeah.
And I did another one on Showtime. No, on a Comedy Central with JB Smooth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm proud of you, Felipe. I just got to say I'm proud of you, man. I remember the time we first met, and I'm like, this man has he has soared. And here we are, man. And I'm just honored, man, to be on the same stage with you this
Hell
week,
yeah,
man.
Brad,
I appreciate
badass.
You.
Hell yeah.
Felipe Esparza.
These shows are going to be so good. You guys are getting a hell of a show. For this, you know, I mean, it's going to be
We got Rodrigo Torre with James Gandolfini.
Hey.
You do impersonations of people too?
Of people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Rodrigo, do some Gandolfini, bro.
How you doing, Mr. Gilman? How you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing fine.
Absolutely. That's how it should be.
Do some, Don Corleone, bro.
I could do Obama. You know, I've always done him on stage. It's an honor to be here, standing here with Felipe Esparza. Thank you, Felipe, for inviting me. I know I'm not the president anymore. Many people have missed me, and there's no way that I'm going to go back in that White House. We are going to turn this mother out this week. Holler at your boy.
That's great. Good job.
It ain't no fun when the homie can't have none.
Here's a Richard Pryor.
Oh, man, I got to work on Richard.
Rodrigo, come on, bro.
I first met God. The first time I said.
Nope.
When he does mud, bro, give me some action. Hey, you got him right there.
He's got like three different voices, though. He's got a lot of nuances, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's like he does. It's not just at one level. You know how when you do an impression of somebody? Like Obama, you can do an impression and that's just one.
Right.
But Pryor's is up and
down. But like Joey Diaz, he's got like three. Yeah. There's three Joey Diazes.
Yeah. Everybody always does a higher peak.
Yeah, the best Joey Diaz. Come on.
What's going on there, bro? You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here.
That's
I don't want to be lost.
That's him.
Listen to talking to me.
That's Joey. Yeah.
The Joey driving.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it, bro. That's why I left Havana.
Turn here.
Fuck all that, bro. We're going through the mimosa motherfuckers down, bro.
That should be a show, man. Getting a ride with Joey.
Oh, dude, he is fucking crazy, dog.
This guy doesn't turn.
How did you figure out that you could do this? Like, what started you doing this sort of thing?
I was a kid. Seven, 8 years old, playing around, listening to the radio, whatever I saw on TV. I would just mimic the sounds, would drive my mom crazy. The time she would say, boy, shut up. Come on, wash your hands. Food is ready. But as I got into the business, once I told her I want to do this as a profession, of course, she thought, are you serious? And then she would call, we got to get the bill paid. How much you going to send, baby? How much you going to send to the house? Yeah, your dad wants to talk to you. Yeah, you say you're going to send us that money. Remember that time we told you to shut up? Well, Lord, my dad was a preacher, believe it or not, Felipe. Yeah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You're going to send us some money? Remember when Mom and I told you to shut up? Well, we want you to open up your mouth. That's however much they write on that check,
and
open
your mouth.
Yeah, make every noise you can, son. And he'll, God bless you, click, and then, before I can say anything.
That's funny.
Couldn't even get a word in edgewise.
Still in Oklahoma? Your parents are still in Oklahoma?
No, both my parents are deceased.
Oh, your mom passed away last year, right?
Yeah, my mother passed away in 2013. My dad died in 2001.
I follow your stories on Instagram.
Facebook. And what was crazy, I was on tour doing shows when both of them passed away, so that was really tough because I couldn't get right home to my family. So, and the worst feeling is having to get on stage to still do the show before you can get home to bury your parents. Not a great feeling.
Oh, no.
You know, it was tough.
You gotta pick the right songs.
Yeah, we had Marcella, one of this women who opened for Felipe. She came down to do a show with Felipe the day her dad died.
Oh.
She had to drive down, and she still did it. And
she didn't want to go, but she got to pay rent too.
yeah, like she had bills and everything.
You know where he's going.
And he, she was like, I have to go. And it was a really emotional day, but she did really well. And like, she opened up to the crowd.
That was the greatest pain. Cause in our business, there's no such thing as paid leave or take a sick leave.
Yeah.
I had to do the show cause I needed the money.
Yeah.
Part of the money that I made when my father died was helped as far as my travel expenses. Yeah. Cause I didn't have any money. And even though the promoter said, hey man, I'm so sorry, man. Don't worry about coming to the show. I said, no, I'll be there. I've got to do the show. And it was really tough, but I handled it.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I got a microphone there. Do that again. So you can hear all that. See, I got a microphone over there. Microphone's right there. What is that?
You want to follow me home? I got you.
This is hilarious. I'm enjoying this.
For Jalen Meyer, secondhand smoke right here.
You don't smoke?
No, I've got a contact already. I feel the spirit.
When you were a kid, right? When Police Academy came out, right?
Yeah,
the first one. You already know about Michael Winslow before the show, but White Shadow, huh?
He did do.
Remember that one?
Right.
Remember that? That was a creepy ass episode.
I did see an episode and I said, wait a minute, that looks like Winslow.
Michael Winslow was like either a bar boy on the show.
Yeah.
A gym manager.
Yeah.
He was the control of the towers.
Man, I forgot.
And he was
like
a little bully and a loner. And they were talking to him and one of the guys befriends him.
Yeah.
But there's this crazy scene where he's in front of the mirror. And he does all the characters and it's creepy as fuck.
What's this called?
I forgot about
it. White Shadow.
You remember this?
It was a basketball series.
Basketball.
Coach Carr. What was it? Coach Reeves.
Reeves.
The theme song. Yep.
Nah,
oh, that was my favorite shows.
Coolidge.
When I was in middle school. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, man, did you see White Shadow last night? Yeah, man, that was good. Yeah.
Freddie Boom Boom Washington was on that show too, wasn't he? Didn't he?
They would touch on some serious subject. Like, there was one episode where this guy named Gomez, he let the Mexican guy
Gomez,
on the show.
Gomez, Coolidge, you know.
Yeah. Salami, he's Italian.
I can't remember the name of the high school, but it was based in L.A., here in L.A.
Really?
Yeah. Carter High.
Carter High. Oh, or Carver High School, yep.
Carver High.
Carver High.
Yeah. And then, like, then that kind
of. Love that show.
Then the show jumped the shark, bro. These motherfuckers started singing in the shower.
I wish they could bring that back. You know what? It was so funny because the NBA TV showed that for a while.
Fraser Smith is in the episode. Network.
Hey, buddy.
Who?
Oh, Fraser
Smith.
Oh,
remember that he played that DJ Detroit's they punked to play their song.
Fraser Smith. Did you say Fraser Smith?
He just left right now, a little while ago.
He does his podcast right before this one.
That's my buddy. Oh, wow.
He does like a sports
podcast. He's on KLOS 95.5.
Right, yeah, I knew about that. Oh, man, I love him.
Dude, give him some Fraser.
Is he the one he always... I remember when my mom was... Something he does. Then, I'm telling you, boy. I love him.
He had a funny joke. He goes, man, yeah, they're calling back spinach. Today's a good time to beat up the fuck out of Popeye. I don't know why. When I was next to Joe Diaz when I heard that joke, that fool had a heart attack, man. You should have seen him, bro. Okay, coke and blood came out of his nose.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
That's right, cocksucker. It was one of the hee-hee and ha-ha moments.
You almost sound like Fred Sanford there.
Hey, you big dummy. Hey, Lamont. This is a big one.
Hey, Pop, why don't you dig yourself, man?
You ever work with, what were the biggest comedian?
Nobody does Lamont.
What were the most legendary comedian you work with?
Oh, man, too numerous to mention. Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah?
John Witherspoon. Bang, bang, bang. Loved him. Oh, it's so many, man. Who all have I worked with as far as, yeah, Steve, Sid the Entertainer. Of course, you know, Sid and I, we all started together pretty
get it,
much.
Getting back to that show, man, the one with Jeremy Fox. Was Tyra Banks in it?
Yes, she was.
Did she had a crush on you?
I had a crush. I think I had more of a crush on her, but I wish she would have had a crush on me.
You told her that she had a crush on you.
She told
Tommy
you that?
Tommy Chun and Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, well, I think, well, you know what
she
it
said
was?
She's a chubby chaser.
I think, because I know Alex Thomas was there. Alex Thomas was on the set as well as Daryl Heath. Remember Daryl Heath?
Heath, hilarious.
And they told Tyra about me, so they said, Jay, sing something to Tyra. And I remember singing an Isley Brothers song.
What'd you think?
And she started screaming. I was singing between the sheets. Hey, girl, ain't no mystery. And so she's doing all this. Oh, yeah. At least. What you know about that? As far as I can see, I want to keep you. And I think she was going to grab me and do something to me. I wanted her to.
She wanted to headbutt you, bro.
Oh, but she hugged me. She hugged me and I melted. Oh, Lord. She says, oh, I love the Isley Brothers.
How soft
is
her skin?
I had to call my mom that day for me. I called my mother. Mom, I met Tyra because she loves Tyra.
What's she smell like?
Mom, I'm thinking now. See, you got me having moments now. Maybe don't do that.
How was her ends?
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Do we have commercial breaks on here?
No,
we don't.
No.
She's tall, right?
Very tall. Yeah, she was tall. Because I remember, I think at the time there was a lunch break and she was getting ready to go get something to eat and she invited me to come with her because Alex and Daryl got in the car with her. I think she had a Mercedes or something at the time. She's like, you want to come with us? And I think I had something to do. I don't know what it was. I was mad. I said, yeah, I would love to go, but can they get out? Can you get Daryl and Alex to stay and let me go with you? She was nice, man. She smelled good. I do know that. Excuse me for a minute. Okay, I'm back.
How big are her hands?
Oh, nice, nice warm hands. He wants to know everything. I held her, Felipe. I held her, and she held me.
Hell yeah.
Yes, Lord. They're watching us.
And she was in a pilot like as the performer,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I was going to be one of her castmates.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
We saw the
I called my mother.
We saw the pilot, man. And, man, I had to give Tommy Chun a knee when he was playing Stanford, when he was playing Red Fox. Just didn't see
you
it.
Big dummy. I love
but,
that
but
show.
They got you because you could do a bunch of voices, right?
Yeah, Jamie actually suggested me to be a part of the show.
I heard that he was working you guys hard.
No, not really. I wouldn't say you know, I wouldn't say he was working us hard, but you know, we had to get certain scenes right and stuff like that. And they had it was another guy on the show too that did sound effects kind of like me, so they kind of paired us up together.
Oh yeah, but that guy all he did was trumpets.
Because there was a bit that there was a skit we did where Jamie was coming out and we were like human jukeboxes. So he would do a little something that I would do something, and so Jamie's like, he'll turn me. So I would act as if I was switching the radio.
That was so good. Emma started moving around over there.
But that was a good experience. That was a lot of fun, man.
Those are the best. How when you're working, you're having fun, and you're getting paid well. Because
yes,
I mean, Gabriel said it was like $10,000 a week, but for him, but that's good money. Like
I'll take that.
I mean, you missed that shit. What would you do? Would you show up on time?
Oh, of course.
Or you fall asleep on a set?
No, dude. I'll spend the night
in the parking lot.
Gabriel was a soldier, though, man, because that man was doing shows in L.A. at night and still driving to San Diego to be with his girlfriend and then driving from early in the morning to get to Jamie Foxx show to take a nap at lunch.
Just dedicated.
Dedicated, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people ask, I could do that job. Really? It ain't just performing, motherfucker. It's being there. And it's being alive to the show.
Right.
Because there's so many people that want to invite you to go to stuff. And you're going to say, nah, man, I ain't going. How many people invite you to go to stuff at the end of the show?
Not too many.
Not anymore?
They don't want to talk. They don't want to invite me nowhere. I guess I was a nothing. Like, who is that? Jay, don't worry about Jay. Where's so-and-so? You know, not too many.
Okay. Rodrigo Man could make a t-shirt of how many hands grab him like that.
I know the greatest moment was when we were invited to a Will Smith party. And that was a great moment. It was out in Burbank.
How tall is Jada Pinkett?
Oh, God. Jada wasn't there. I think this was before Will and Jada got married. Will Smith was there. I saw Will. I'm looking around. Nia Long, I think she was there. I don't know. So many people were there. Nick Cannon, because I've known Nick for years. We first met in Atlanta. And he was there, and he came up and gave me a hug. And at the time, I think he was dating somebody. I can't remember who it was, but oh my God, that was a great moment. I was just melting looking at all the women. Yes.
Have you ever been a regular at the Comedy Store, the Improv, Laugh Factory, or any other place, Ice House? You never?
Never, not.
So you went like, you just went from performing to working all the time then, huh?
Working all the time. You know, whoever would have a show at like some of those spots.
Were you on the Def Jam tours?
Mm-hmm. Did the Def Jam tour for twice, which was a lot of fun because what was cool about that was that meet myself and Kid Capri, we would do a mix-off.
Kid Capri.
So when I would come on stage and do my set, I'll look over at Kid, you ready to do something? You know, he's at the turntable. And then I'll get on the mic. It was so much fun. And they loved what I was doing. So
were you ever were you ever in like a beatbox group? And when you were younger, like a rap group, did you join in a beatbox contest?
Never did a beatbox contest. There was a guy that I was paired up with. I used to actually be in a group. It was me and another guy who did sound effects. So we would do little shows around Oklahoma when I was in college. So I would do like we would do Cameo Word Up. We would do Candy or other songs. And he would do like the bass sound, and I would do all the other instrument sounds, mix it up. The crowd was going crazy, like, oh my God. You know, so that's probably the only thing. And also, I do sing. I sing professionally.
I've seen you in the videos.
So I've got an EP out right now. It's on iTunes and CD Baby, and I have a band. I have my own band, so.
I saw you at a, I don't know what kind of festival it was, but it was like Music in the Park. Uh-huh. You were doing like the set, you were doing mic check with your friends. In the daytime,
yeah.
You were getting down in that song.
You saw that?
I see everything.
This is
do.
A group. Hey, you spying on me, huh?
Yeah, dude, bro.
Let me watch this guy, man. Let me watch him. No, this is a group. That's a group that I sang with. You've got to see this group. It's called Shell's Juke Joint.
You were singing a song. What was the song you were singing?
I was doing. I think I know the clip you're talking about. We were doing.
In love.
No. I think it was Aaron Neville. I think I was doing Aaron Neville. Tell It Like It Is.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and that that entire group were a cappella. We do our own sound effects, and that's why they brought me into the group.
So give us and some Aaron Neville.
If you want something to play with, go on and buy yourself. Say Felipe, Aaron. Felipe Esparza. Gotta get my voice warmed up. Gotta get it warmed up for this week. You think they'll like all of that?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Dude.
Forget about it.
That's funny. Like that'll be a good ass show, huh? Him, Gabriel Iglesias, and Paulo Francisco could do their own cartoon.
Oh, hell yeah.
without like fucking cast.
Oh my God. I'm really
like,
hyped now.
I'm still in regular. You get Gabriel Iglesias, Jay Lamont, and Paulo Francisco alive.
On the same show?
On the same show. You don't need to cast nobody else.
No.
Oh my God.
They'll do all the voices.
That's Jimi Hendrix.
And then Paulo is going to be one man, one desire. Paulo does a Neville, Aaron Neville bit because he worked with Aaron Neville.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And Paulo.
Oh, well, I won't do Aaron then. So
no, he could do Aaron. But he does it like Aaron Neville mole talking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Eric Neville got that big ass mole,
oh,
right?
Oh, he's wrong for that. I remember.
How did he do it, bro?
He talks about it's a piece of chorizo on his face.
Oh, my God.
He goes, chorizo.
He pretends he's cooking it, uh-huh. And then he fucking does a little clips of a famous song.
Yeah.
Because I never even knew who. What's his name was?
Aaron Neville.
But I've always heard his song.
The Neville Brothers.
I never.
And he had a group, his family group. Yeah, Neville Brothers. And one of
but
his
the
brothers.
The song you heard, right?
Yeah.
That was him. Yeah, big hit. And I know he's done a couple of other songs too. And then one of his brothers used to play in a group called The Meters. You ever heard a group called The Meters?
No.
Oh, my God. Be with the Greeters.
Had a couple of hits. They had some funky cuts back in the day.
The Eaters,
You might have heard it.
Bro, give us a Seinfeld bass, though.
Slash Stone.
Thank you for letting me be myself. Yeah.
That's Larry Graham on the bass.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me be myself again.
Oh, this guy, Chopper Callis.
Put my Moog in there.
Gotta have
a Moog. Do something.
Man, fucking whammy bar.
Got my equipment there. Turn it down.
Damn.
Oh, we're gonna get it fired up for this weekend.
Every time he talks.
Oh, yeah, crowd. You know, you know what I like, man? Like. Oh,
what do you like?
Wear out. Yeah. Play at your own risk.
Oh my God, what do you know about that?
We got AY if you stay with me.
There you go.
Play at your risk
if I stay with me.
You want me to do that for you this Friday? I'll do that this weekend. I'm going to mix it up. Planet Rock, we'll put some Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam.
Oh, you know, we went with Lisa in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's a girlfriend of a guy who is a comedian up there, and he brought him to the show.
You know, I met Lisa once when I was working in radio. I was a DJ in Houston, Texas. She was real nice because I know she was doing a show down that way.
Head to toe.
So I'm going to do a little bit of her, Planet Rock.
Art of Noise. I used to impersonate Lisa.
Let's see right now.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Moments of love. So we'll pull it all out.
I'm excited. I'm gonna watch
your set. Do you mix it up now with newer stuff?
Oh yeah, back and forth. You know, we'll slide in some Bruno Mars.
Do you do any of that new stuff that's got like the auto tune in it? Like,
if you can imagine having a conversation at the dinner table. How sure food you taste so good?
They switch it to Peter Frampton, bro. I wonder if she's singing.
Yeah, she knows. Oh, I love Felipe. This man said Peter Frampton.
Who was first, Peter Frampton or Roger? With
Peter
the talk box. Okay.
Peter Frampton.
I always thought
it was
Peter.
Someone before Peter. Though.
And Roger actually acknowledged that in an interview one time.
I think that I heard him do it on Donnie Simpson's show.
No, you didn't say Donnie Simpson.
Roger said that he would have been a comedian if he wouldn't have been a musician, right?
Who, Roger?
Roger in that interview.
He was very extravagant on the show.
Yeah, he loved performing.
That's why I love him. Yeah.
He still would tell me that like nobody in Dayton really gave a shit.
Uh-huh.
But they will still walk around with their fur coats.
Well, he came into my
thing.
School one time because he was repping Shelley Murdock, right?
Right. I know Shirley.
Shirley Murdock. He had her as an artist on his label, and she was performing, and he was on the show, and he was trying. It was right after his two hits, in the 80s, and he was
more whereabouts.
And he started. But this was after his solo ones that I Want to Be Your Man.
I Want to Be Your Man, okay.
Computer Love and I Want to Be Your Man. But then he was walking around our school in his fur coat, and this was like June. It was hot.
Hilarious.
Beginning of June. He was passing out tickets.
You got to do it like that, man. Once you know you're successful, not just successful, but you're happy with what you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Right, Rodrigo? You were a fur coat somebody gave you one, right?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, he was, I mean, he
like
was
Michael
not
Blackson,
ashamed
would you,
of
would you
his
wear
wealth.
A fur coat and some gaiters and walk around the neighborhood and say, hey, is that what's his name? Yeah.
Gaiters what up?
But see, Roger kind of ran that neighborhood, though, because he and his brother, they owned Troutman Studios.
I heard they gave a lot back to the community, which was really great.
Yeah, and they had Troutman Studios, which was two buildings on opposite corners, and I think one of them's eventually had a church's chicken pop up next to it, and the neighborhood was kind of going south. Oh, wow. But then they, when he got killed and his brother killed himself, then they, all the grass was growing up in the concrete. Like, they just weren't taking care of it anymore, and it was a blight on the neighborhood. But it was, it produced a lot of work around there. A lot of stars came and recorded.
Roger was one of the first artists that I, one of the first music artists that I opened for to do the stuff that I did, because he saw what I was doing. And even up to now, when I work with them, I'm good friends with Terry Troutman, his brother, Terry and Lester, the drummer.
They're still running it, right?
Yeah,
they're
still running it. Yeah, the last time I worked with them, we were in Atlanta. Did an outdoor venue. Zap, Shirley Murdoch, I think Mint Condition was on the show. That was a lot of fun.
How many is name for a group?
It's been a while.
How many weeks out of the year are you out of town?
Oh, man.
You're a busy man. It's hard to get a hold of you.
You're probably more busier than I am, Felipe. Really? You know, but that's the thing about this business. That's the life. You know, we're living out of a suitcase.
What are you doing on Cinco de Mayo?
I don't know where I'm going to be.
You're going to be at Thunder Valley Casino, bro.
With that, us.
Yes, yeah.
Where? Oh, if you need me, let me know.
Hell yeah.
What's the date?
Cinco de Mayo.
When is Cinco de Mayo?
It's the 5th of May.
May 5th of May.
And I'm not doing anything.
All right, I'll hit you up. Later.
We'll hit you up, bro. May 5th. It's on a Thursday.
It's a Saturday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think I am booked.
Just check it out and let me know.
Oh, Lord, I will. Oh, Lord Jesus. Whenever you need, or like the song, whenever
he's doing
you
more,
need,
he's
man.
Doing more casinos, and I think that
they pay well,
great.
So
yeah.
we could afford you.
Like the spinners say, if ever you need me, I'll be there, I'll be around.
Gentlemen, yes or no? Temptation movie, best movie ever. The one with Odin.
Or Five Heartbeats. Or Jackson 5.
Oh,
movie.
My God.
Temptation is the one.
Jackson 5.
That
movie.
Was not.
No, but as far as like real shit, like.
I would have to say Temptation.
The Temptation, man.
And Jackson. Yeah.
Give me the chills. My little nephew, he saw that movie.
Yeah. He fell in love with it.
He fell in love with it.
There was a lot of drama going on in that group. You know, they lost many members. They hit so many.
Did you know any of the guys, like the original guys? Did you ever meet them?
Dennis Edwards, who just passed away.
Wow.
I was good friends with him.
He replaced, what's his name?
Replaced David Ruffin.
Yeah.
Who they actually fired from the group. You know, it was a lot of.
Dennis was, his voice is the one on Papa with the Rolling Stone.
Yeah. It was the 3rd of September. He had that preacher sound. You know, saying, I can turn the gray sky blue. I can make it rain. Melvin, wait a minute, I'm wanting to. I'm going to tell you something funny. The first time I met Dennis, I was working at a comedy club in St. Louis, and he was in the audience. I didn't know it. And I was doing a bit that involved Dennis Edwards and just giving him honor. And the host said, you know, Dennis is sitting in the crowd. He wants to meet you. I said, I didn't know he was out there. So Dennis walks up to me. Man, boy, come here. That's how you talk. Boy, come here. Let me give you a hug. Boy, you know your shit. You know your shit. I like you, man.
For a knife.
That's how you I like your shit. And I remember one time they did a show. They did a concert because, you know, they had different Temptations groups. His was called Dennis Edwards and the Temptations Review because, you know, he and Otis had separate groups. Otis Williams, the other original member, he was one of the founding members. And I remember they did a show at Disneyland, so we went to go see them there. And it was it was amazing. Amazing. But rest in peace, Dennis Edwards.
That was in the movie when there was two Temptations.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then that's kind of like nowadays there's two wars.
Right.
There's War, and then there's Low Rider.
Low Rider Band.
That's right. And oh, my God. It's funny you mentioned that.
Then there's Tierra, which is with the one brother.
Together. And then, I used to love that song.
And then there's another Tierra with the other brother because the Salas brother broke up.
That is crazy how, that's how it is. You can't get along. I'm going to start my own group. No, we'll do the same songs, but different group. That's just how it is.
Yeah, they're going to break up with the Lamonts and the Jays.
What is your band? What do you call the group when you're together?
With my group?
Yeah.
Well, it's different.
Sexual
groups.
Chocolate.
It could be that. Well, my band, well, the band that plays for me or has played for me is known as, they went by the name One Blue Shoe and Black Top. And most of those guys are in Palmdale. You don't like One Blue Shoe? Oh, no, trust me. No, it was a great concept. It was a great concept. I'd have to explain it to you.
That name, though.
But no, one of the guys in the group is my producer on my EP. We went to college together. He's from Oklahoma City also. So a lot of talent from Oklahoma. And of course, most of us live in California now. So,
who would have thought, huh? Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay, here I come.
So you didn't know Charlie Wilson the Gap came from Oklahoma?
No, man. I thought
That's how they came up.
I thought they were from like Detroit. Or
that's
something.
Where the Gap came from.
City
the Gap.
Terrace.
There's three major
Cumberland
streets.
Cumberland
Gap. Oh. No. There's three major streets right near where they grew up in the black neighborhood of Tulsa: Greenwood, Archer, and Pine Street. So when they formed their band out of high school and college, it was actually called the Greenwood, Archer, and Pine Street Band.
Wow.
And the guy that came in to manage the group, he was like, you know what? We got to change that. That's too long. why don't we just use the initials, the Gap Band? They were like, okay, you know what? That makes sense. So that's how that came about. North Tulsa, Oklahoma. Wayman Tisdale, NBA star, you know, rest in peace. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he played in the NBA, played for University of Oklahoma.
What people are saying about Jay Lamont?
Somebody asked him, they said it's great, sounds just like Zap. Ohio players. Aaron Neville is great. That's what Ash said.
My voice wasn't strong, so I couldn't really do it all.
And then somebody wanted to see if you could do Von Mason big guitar.
What?
Oh, that's obscure.
Skate. Bounce.
Nice. How was on Black Sabbath, bro?
Oh, la.
Somebody said do the Soul Glow song from Coming to America.
That's my favorite movie.
How about
Coming to America?
Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time.
Oh,
my girl wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time.
Gotta do then the Rick snake
James.
To that.
She likes to party all the time. That's Rick James.
Fuck your couch.
Arsenio from Coming to America as the preacher. You know I love the Lord. Yeah, I'm sitting here with Brother Felipe. God bless you. There's women all around. Ladies, I want you to stand up and turn around slowly. See, that's God. God. When you go home to your lady, Felipe, say, God did that. That's
wow,
God.
You got the face down on that one, too.
He good. Yeah, that boy good. Yeah, right. Good and terrible.
I love
you. You remember that one? You must be crazy. Yeah, good and terrible. He good. Yeah, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise his name. Girl, you look so good, I'd sop you up with a biscuit. Put you in a plate of honey and sop you up with a biscuit.
What's up, food?
What's up, food?
Besides being with us this Friday and Saturday, where else are you working at?
Actually, after I leave you guys, I'm going a Sunday. This Sunday, I'll be in the Bay Area, Pleasanton, California, Tommy T.
Oh!
With my friend Dennis Gaxiola.
Oh, give him some time, bro.
Man, you, Jay Lamont, man. Man, my check's not even gonna bounce with you, man.
That's Dennis. Oh, I'm gonna tell him you did that.
No, that's Tommy.
Wait. No, that was Tommy. I thought you were doing Dennis. Do Tommy again.
No, man, I was doing Tommy T, man.
No, Tommy's kind of like, hey, bro, what's going on? My brother from another mother. Yeah, I'm going to have you guys here, man. What's going on, Jay? Yeah, it's good to see you. Yeah, I've got Tommy T's. Then I'll be in Las Vegas April 2nd doing a tribute to Marvin Gaye. You know, April 2nd is his birthday when he was shot. You know, his dad shot him.
Yeah, he was shot on April Fool's Day. On
April Fool's
1st.
Day.
I'm going to be there too, bro.
But his birthday was the next the bullet. Day.
So I'm doing a tribute for his sister. She's coordinating this show. So April 2nd, Las Vegas. And then San Diego, April 14th with Charlie Wilson.
So you gonna do some Marvin Gaye?
Yeah, I'm gonna no comedy on this. I'm just gonna sing because she heard me actually sing, and so I'm gonna do some Marvin Gaye songs with a live band. They're gonna have a live band, everything. It's gonna be nice.
I love that song, Janice.
Janice is my girl.
I love that fucking
song. In all the world,
I love that.
There's no one sweeter. Have a kiss, hold her tight, and think I'm the luckiest man. And wah, oh baby. Yeah,
awesome.
His sister heard me sing a Marvin Gaye song. Yeah. Actually, it was a song that she loved, and she almost cried.
Oh, wow.
And she said, I got to have you sing it at the tribute I'm doing for my brother.
I remember when Marvin died, I heard it on the radio, and it was April 1st, and I ran down to tell my mother, because she was a huge Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell fan.
Yeah.
And I ran down to tell my mother, and she thought I was joking because it was April 1st.
Everybody thought
that. She did not believe
Everybody.
Me.
Everybody.
And then we heard on the news that she was just bawling that night.
But it shocked everybody.
And you got brought out the Southern Comforter.
I was in high school at the time. I remember that day. You're funny. Because it was on a Sunday.
It was a Sunday because I was getting ready for the band.
We had just gotten out of church, me and my mom. And just so happened that when I turned the radio on, they were playing Let's Get It On. And I remember the song was fading out and the DJ came on talking real slow. For those of you that just tuned in, if you haven't heard the news, tragedy's just struck. Marvin Gaye is dead. And me and my mom were like, what did he say? Marvin Gaye's dead. He was shot and killed. We'll have more details coming up. And we couldn't believe it. Because even some of our teachers at school thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
April Fool's joke.
Hey, what's up with all that shit? Why did he kill his son? Does anybody
they were having him? A fight.
There was a lot of speculation. Well, you know, it had been said for a long time that, well, he and his dad didn't really get along well.
Oh, no matter
they
what.
Didn't have a good relationship.
Okay.
And a situation happened where they got into an argument. You know, they said dad was arguing with his mom. Marvin was at the house at the time, and I guess apparently didn't like the way his dad was talking to his mom. Mm-hmm. And somehow they just got into a scuffle. Dad went and got the gun and shot him.
Damn.
Basically, so... It's funny, you took your own child out.
That's funny. The way I guess I have my own theory how he got shot, or I believe someone else who told me. Mm-hmm. He said that this guy said, nah, bro, Marvin was all cracked out, bro. Your brother, look at that, shot his ass.
That's the kind of story I heard. Yeah. That's why I told you.
Well, Marvin he always had problems with painkillers. And, well, he was trying to fix his stage fright. That was how it all started. Right. He started taking pills that way, and then he just
I heard about that.
And then cracked up.
And that movie Jungle Fever, when Samuel Jackson gets shot by his father,
his own father,
it's an homage to Marvin Gaye getting shot.
Yep, man, that was a hard scene too.
It was a hard scene. You know, what's fucked up about that scene.
Yeah,
because I know I've been a crackhead myself, but my brother is that crackhead.
Yeah,
the one that's so jovial. Fucking hardcore con man thief, but your mom still has a big heart for him because he has a little dance.
Yeah, right.
There's somebody to care about.
My brother had the same little dance when he was three, and he used that dance for everything for my mom. Come on, mom.
Right.
I really need the $30.
And what's crazy about that scene, notice that the dad said, well, since you won't get out, I'll put you out.
Yeah.
And that's just how he put him
Dads
out.
Dads are colder, like for real.
Yeah. When he got the pistol, bam. Damn.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a crazy scene.
Yeah.
Little dude.
Jungle Fever.
I got Jungle Fever.
I liked Jungle Fever and the soundtrack at score. He did the score for that. Stevie Wonder.
Stevie
did?
Stevie did the score and then all the original songs that came out of it.
That was the theme song. A lot of good songs on that soundtrack. Yeah.
It was a lot.
What up, Stevie Wonder? I just want to say this. I'm so grateful to you. Thank you for the love that you've given me. Thank you to Felipe and to everyone and all for the big show. I hope that I'll get a chance to open up the show. Felipe, so wonderful that for you to give the blessing of the laughter to everybody out there. So thank you for that shout out there. I appreciate you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Well, Joel, give us some Shaq.
Oh, no. You do Shaq. I didn't do Charles Barkley.
Oh, man. I don't even really know how to do Shaq. But.
Felipe just throws out names.
Yeah, huh?
This Shaq right here. How you guys doing right now?
No, I know what I'll do. I'm going to start off with Ernie Johnson. Hey, we're back live inside the NBA TNT. Of course, we've got over here Kenny Smith. We've got Charles Barkley. And right here, we have Shaq. Shaq, what do you think about the game that we just saw so far?
Yo, man, that's no. I won't call that a game. That's garbage.
It's not bad.
Well, Charles, what about you?
Well, first of all, let me tell you something. You know, it was the worst team, the bad team, they can't play. The team suck, but let me tell you something. I think they're gonna make it to the playoffs. But let me tell you something. You know, he always says it. Let me tell you something. But first of all, they're no good. They shouldn't have fired the coach. Not fired, but fired the coach. Because it wasn't coach's fault. But first of all, let me tell you something, Shaq. You don't know what you're talking about. They don't know what they're doing. They can't play.
What's up, Magic? You know Magic, bro.
Nah, I don't even know how Magic just smiles.
We just got to talk about Larry Bird and how great it was back in the day. Yeah.
See, Bird, Larry, I was playing, like Kareem. Like,
yeah, you ask him, what do you think of LeBron James and Kobe? See, we want to talk about comparisons. You got to talk about Larry Bird.
Seriously.
They just tried to set me up with me and Larry Bird. They tried to put us both together. But we were friends.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you say. You can do a drinking game and how fast he's going to get to that.
First of all, when I first met Magic, it was like Magic. These are the guys that I admired. But let me tell you something. Like Magic, Kareem, they were great players. You know, players, Jame Worthy, big game Jame. But let me tell you something. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I keep saying that. But first of all, let me tell you something.
Who's that?
Magic, huh?
No, that's Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley responded to Magic.
Hey, let me tell you something. There are fat women over there in San Antonio.
Yeah.
We got to do an ad for ZipRecruiter here. So just break in here.
ZipRecruiter. I'm doing the music, babe.
Are you hiring? Are you posting your position to job sites and then waiting and waiting for the right people to see it? Try ZipRecruiter. This time. ZipRecruiter. Build a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter. learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply for your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. 80%! The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiters for free. That's right, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/fool. F-O-O-L. That's ZipRecruiter.com/fool. ZipRecruiters.com/fool. The smartest way to hire. You know, a lot of people out there might be thinking to yourself, hey, man, I don't really need ZipRecruiter. But you do, bro. You know, man, you might just have a lot of plants, you know, that need trimming. And you're tired of hiring your friends. You're tired of hiring a homie. You're tired of getting recommendations from a friend. You know, you're tired of hiring out-of-work rappers or out-of-work punk rock singers, you know? Nothing against Jerry O'Neill. But you want to hire the right people, man. So ZipRecruiter will weed out the fucking whack-ass fools, bro. They'll weed out anybody that has a dream. You know, you don't want to hire someone that still has hopes. You know what I mean? You want to hire somebody with no dream, somebody that just wants to work, get paid, come by my. You know, there's a lot of people out there that just want to go to home after their job. And these are the people they look for, man. Real people, man. Real 9-to-5 people. Like, I don't know, man, how people do it. No, I'm like, the cook at the Hilarities, uh-huh. Every night, bro, he'll take out the trash, smoke a cigarette, come back in, get on his bike, drive away home, and then with a little dinner for his wife and him. Like, damn.
That's his life.
That's people's life, huh?
Yeah, he was definitely a dude that had a job and would do his job.
Like, he does his job.
Leaves with a little treat.
You don't see that, like, well, I don't see it because, you know, I'm a stand-up comedian, bro, shit. I go home. I don't have a home. I go to a fucking dirty-ass room.
What?
I'm out of town.
Oh, when you're out of town.
I'm out of town. It's funny, man. Like, when I'm out of town, bro.
This isn't dirty.
Like, I if I'm eating chips, and, like, I don't even look at the trash can. I just drop it on the floor.
Why not? I mean, you ain't going to pick it up.
As he's doing Toby Hicks.
Oh, my God. That's my dude. It's all about Toby.
Nebraska up in here.
I love Toby.
It's funny, man. We're he's not used to traveling so much.
Yeah.
So he's not used to, like, the discomforts that come with flying United or American.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He disappears, man. He's having, like, a morning beer at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
To try and deal with flying.
Yeah. ESPN, you know, bam, beer.
Right.
And Toby Hicks, please come to the gate. Toby Hicks.
Wait, they have to page him?
Yeah, they're paging him.
Wow.
But he's far somewhere.
No, I think I text him. I'm like, hey, fool, they're calling you.
He
right
with headphones on, drinking a beer. But the whole time they're calling him, I'm like imitating his voice, being loud in front of strangers. But I just ordered my beer. He came with his beer, huh?
Yeah, bro.
He left the bar and came with his beer. And they wanted him to exchange his seat and give it to this couple that had a baby. He said, no.
I got to get to L.A.
I paid for that seat for him. I got him, you know.
He didn't give it up.
Because all they had left was middle seats, and then you got to pay for all the other seats. That's how they get you at these airlines. So you think it's one price, but it's really not. It's going to be like $40 more for a regular seat. You can even pay for middle seats on some of these places. They charge you for the middle seat, yeah. So, yeah, I got him. I'm glad he didn't.
What do you fly, Jay Lamont, first class or what?
I wished I could. I forgot what it felt like to fly first class.
Michael Blackson flies first class. I'm thinking, man, he's skinny. Anywhere he sits, it's going to be first class.
I'll take first class anytime.
Michael Blackson's like, there's so much room.
Hey, look, yeah, you what up, you mother room. Sucker. You mother sucker. I fly first class, mother sucker. Why you mother sucker?
You ever worked with him?
Many times. Yeah. Many times. Love Michael. That's my buddy.
You still jump on those tours, though, with a big tour with comedians like Ricky Smiley every once in a while?
Every once in a while.
They pay well, huh?
Man, it paid pretty good, pretty decent. I mean, you know, I was able to pay my Sprint bill. I think that was about it. But it helped a little bit. But I'm trying to think, who was the last major comedian that I worked with? It might have been, I think it was, I don't remember, you know, but it'll come to me, you know, one day.
Mike Epps.
Been a while. Yeah, Mike and I have worked together a few times. You've worked with Mike. Yep. Cat Williams. Yeah. Surprisingly, I've opened for him a few times.
What up, Jay Lamont? I got to hug this brother, man. You know. What up, motherfucker? I got to tell you name.
Cat's my boy.
He's from Dayton, Ohio, too. He's from my hometown.
Cat Williams.
Lunell.
What up, Jay? Oh, Lunell just had a birthday.
Yeah, a big birthday.
You were in Phoenix, I think.
Give us a birthday party.
Hey, Jay Lamont, I love you, Jay. Is that Felipe? Put him on the phone. Let me talk to him. That's my girl right there. Give me $20. You got $20. Bless you, Jay.
Yeah, I love Lunell.
Give us some Bernie Mac, Rodrigo.
You got Bernie? You can do Bernie? Come on.
This motherfucker said, I can't do it. You got to go back to sleep. He's town. And a motherfucker.
Bernie Mac, another great legend. Oh, man.
You ever perform with him? See him perform?
Never performed with him, but I met him once. We actually met in Columbia, South Carolina. And we were both in town doing a show. I was at a club on the other side of town. He was at one of the main theaters that I actually played at later on, but we met backstage. Real nice guy. He said, Jane Lamont, how you doing, brother? Yeah, good to meet you, man. And it was so amazing. He gives back, too, because this lady came back with her son who wanted to meet Bernie Mac. Mm-hmm. And so he said, how you doing, young man? You doing all right? What grade are you in? And he said, I'm in such a grade. He's like, you doing good in school? He pulled out a $100 bill and gave it to him. You know,
wow.
You hang on to that. That's for you.
I read an article on GQ about Bernie Mac. And it was like this big article about urban comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the black circuit, chitlin circuits, whatever circuit.
Yeah.
But they were showing how big it is.
Right.
And they were
right.
showing, like, how much income Bernie Mac brings into the town. Not just for the
on
comedy
show. Night,
show.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, the whatever town. the comedy show, but how much income it brings in, like, people buy suits.
Right.
Getting their hair done.
Haircuts.
Yeah.
Hair yes. done. Like, yeah. he, not only is he, like, he's good for the city.
He's helping the economy.
Because
yeah.
he's, yeah. Not, they're yeah. not only buying a ticket, but they're spending money eating at these restaurants.
Yeah.
And you know, man, black people get dressed.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
yes,
there's no flip-flops at a black show.
There's no flip-flops.
This is an event.
No.
They're going to remember the last shit you wore.
Right, right.
It's like church.
Yeah. They'll be like, we are very much about how we look bitch. When we go out to certain events. We will have to.
They'll be like, how you doing, Pam? How you doing?
That's an importance in the black community.
How you doing, Pam?
This bitch out here with a fake dress.
He's stupid, Felipe.
But you know what? It started years ago because black people had to go above and beyond to fit in, to feel like they fit in to social events
to
where
right.
where there were other non-black people, like white people looking, you know.
To look important.
They wanted to make sure they all looked, the family looks straight, we all look, you know, we're together, you know. Because they still didn't get respect, so, no matter, you know, in certain
And spots, I learned that from my dad, because my dad being a minister, you know, I noticed at times we would go out somewhere, we would always dress nice. Sometimes we would go to we would just go into the bank and he'd have a suit on. He said, son, you got to look nice. You got to look good. Yeah. You want to look presentable. You want to make people know that you're important just like anybody else by how you dress, you know. That was a big deal.
So he brought in all this money, man, like parking lots, valet. Everybody noticed, you know, like, you know, everybody makes money, not just him.
Right.
And
right.
He said that he was in Vegas one night and Red Fox was headlining, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And he just walked up to him and said, yeah, I'm a comedian too. And then Red Fox said, well, you're next.
Wow.
Damn, bro.
That's a big deal.
I would have shit in my pants.
But you next.
Yeah. And he threw him on. And that was like his, like,
Red Fox.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a moment right there.
But Bernie Mac, you know, he was killing it in Chicago, I heard, from people that he was destroying. Because we had, what's his name here, man?
Ali Leroy.
Oh, yeah, I know Ali. Yeah, I knew Ali. Yeah. Well, Bernie was a man. He was a genius. Such a genius. Gone too soon. But I hate I never got a chance to work with him. But like I said, that one moment we met in South Carolina, that was a great moment. Great moment.
So you had a lot of groupies coming around you in the beginning?
Wow, that's a question I've never been asked.
Like, you're like,
honestly?
You ever been behind a girl and the girl goes, now do Richard. Now do Bill Cosby.
That has happened a few times.
Now do the,
honestly, on the real, that has happened.
And now do the Dice Man.
But most times they would want me to sing to them.
Get her
to do the impressions.
Sing to me,
when I would do the singing impression, they knew I could sing.
And then she closed it out with, now give me some Get Her Done.
I remember times, even in high school, I would have, like when I would do talent shows, if there was a girl that liked me, you know, she would call me at home and she'll say, Jay, sing to this is my friend Cindy. Will you sing to her? And she'll click over and have her on the other line listen. They'd be going, they'd be on there screaming and going, oh, girl,
can I get with him one day?
Nuh-uh. That's all right. I'm going to call you back. You know,
that's
then
my
the girl that likes me, she's getting jealous because the other girl's screaming at me and everything like that. So
you caught it.
Yeah. But she, but the girl that likes me started it by having to have her on the other line.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
But, so you have kids, Jay Lamont?
I hope not. I sure hope not. No, no.
I imagine he's a little kid right now in the front of the mirror going.
Dad, was
no, no
the
kids.
Stone.
No kids. I have like God kids. I have a goddaughter. I have two goddaughters. You know, I've got nieces and nephews.
Son, you
that's your godson. I didn't know that. I knew something was up here.
Big ass godson.
I knew something was up.
I hate when people make. I like when, like well, the first time we went to the South. Like we started hearing references like we never heard, man.
A little play cousin.
We couldn't stop laughing and listening to it.
Yeah, play cousin. Yeah,
that shit
yeah,
had yeah. us dying for. Oh my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, it's a such
we threw it in our jokes.
Play brother. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because like I have a couple of play brothers.
I can tell you that. She's my play wife.
You know. Sometimes if you can't trust your real brother, you can go to the.
They do?
Do they have play wives or play husbands?
Well, you got one now.
Yeah, that's my play wife right there, girl. Yeah, we're going to do something later tonight, okay?
That's my brother locked
then,
up right
then you
now.
Say, where your house at? Okay, we'll go over to your house.
My brother locked up in a playpen.
We ain't got no house, but she my play wife. But where your house at? You down there? Okay.
Play cousin is good, huh?
Hell yeah.
My play cousin.
Where did you guys hear that first? With
Atlanta.
Keith?
Atlanta.
Oh, with Keith?
Yeah.
That's
listening to the radio.
Yeah, I've never met anybody from the South.
I never had sweet
we grew up on that term. That was a term that was in our hood. We grew up on that. That's my play cousin.
I never had sweet tea till 2010.
The greatest
thing,
huh?
Believe that shit?
Isn't that the greatest beverage?
Did you fucking believe that shit?
You can get drunk off of sweet tea.
Oh my God, it's so sweet.
Yes.
It's like diabetes in a cup.
Yeah, of course, I can't drink it all the time, but it is good. That's why it's
so
it's
know,
dangerous
man,
to
like,
drink that.
Like we have in LA, we have iced tea, sun tea, but that's different.
Yeah. See, in the South, in that region, it's like every place you go, it's like, do you want sweet or unsweet? That's
yes.
When you order iced tea, they'll say sweet or unsweet.
Lisa
you won't hear that out here.
Yeah. Lisa said they boil the sugar with it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's cooked in there.
Yeah.
It's cooked.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't have I didn't have a s'more until I met Lisa. I never had a fucking s'more, bro.
Yeah, he didn't know.
Wow.
And none of your nephews.
Never
we had your
s'more.
Nephews over and we were roasting and they never had a s'more and they were like 13, 14 years old.
They never had monkey bread either.
Well, that went into his act anyway. But I gave that monkey bread recipe. I brought all the Ohio stuff.
Oh, that good bread stuff. We had opening up for Mike Epps. They had it all the time. It was like buttermilk cake or something like that.
We got to wrap it up.
All right, wrap it up.
It was chess cake.
Chess cake.
Yeah.
Chess cake.
It was almost like a cheesecake sort of thing, but it was like a
delicious
dense, moist cake.
I just love red velvet. Just give me a slice of red velvet. I'm in heaven.
The first time I had red velvet, I never had red velvet until older when I went to Rudy's Barbecue in San Antonio.
Oh, wow.
Rudy's Barbecue is the shit. But
I was in San Antonio.
They had red velvet cake with the zingers, the red one, the coconut.
Oh, with the coconut.
Oh, I bet that was good.
Hell yeah.
I'm just having a moment. I'm just having a moment.
They were like their version made there?
Well, no. The zingers.
Right.
The
yeah, you know
zingers?
Yeah.
They have yellow. They have chocolate. Yeah. The red one with the coconut.
Right.
That's red velvet, bro.
So that was red velvet.
Yeah, but it's
super sweet.
Yeah,
let's wrap it up. So
you wrap it up.
Shy shy.
Wrap it up. Rake it up.
Wrap it up.
Break it down. I don't got a dad now. I make money moves.
What do you want to take us out with something? Somebody?
Take us out with some fucking war.
Michael Jackson.
The proceeds from this program are being sponsored in part by Get Away, the nude cologne that gets that funk away. Spread all over. On sale now at all your outlets.
Don't forget about Vapor Exhale.
Vapor Exhale. Exhale. Breathe in. You'll take it all everywhere you go.
Give some Cheech and Chong, bro.
Oh man, teachers on that—that's old. I got to work on them. You got me on that, and I love them.
How about Michael Jackson? Who's give loving
them,
you?
Give
who's
them
loving you,
chunk, bro?
That's good, man.
How do you?
All right,
come on, Lisa.
I'll never hit it.
Oh, I forgot to put the needle on record.
She was more like a
beauty queen on a movie scene. Let the record skip. And then I'm up because I'm up, 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 on the rain, on the ups, ups, and rap.
Here's some Planet Rock.
party people. Yeah, party people. They yoga funky. So sorry for. Just get on down and hit me.
Pansy Pancho and Chamolita are rolling in the Cadillac. He gave it back to her. He took the dump. How about some rocket?
I still say that's the best song of 2016.
I'll do that at the show. Don't stop it. I'll do that.
What's up, fool? Get at Jay Lamont. Where are you on Instagram?
Jamming Jay Lamont. And on J-A-M-M-I-N-J-Y. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And
next Sunday, you're going to be in San Diego, you said?
This Sunday, the 25th, Tommy T's in Pleasanton.
Tommy T, but then I got Shiola.
Yeah, April 2nd, I'm in Las Vegas. And then April 14th, San Diego, Charlie Wilson.
Is Tommy T, is that are there any like tickets available? Or can they get tickets there?
They can get tickets there. You can buy them online. I think go to TommyTees.com.
And go to the webpage, people.
Webpage. And the name of the place in Las Vegas, where am I in Las Vegas? Somebody did ask that. What's the name of the place? It's called, what is the name of it? I don't know. It's on my page.
So check that out. Also, man, I did mention, and I am going to be at the Thunder Valley Casino on Cinco de Mayo, and that show's already going to be sold out, man. So it's going to be in Lincoln. It's in Lincoln, California, near Sacramento. Tickets are going fast.
It's like an hour.
There's only 1,050 tickets, and we're at 384, so. We're like 40% full.
Oh, yeah, Philly. Yeah, the place in Las Vegas, Backstage Bar and Billiards.
Oh, yeah, we performed there.
That's
we had like three
Backstage Bar. That's where we're going to be.
Yeah, I've been there before.
Yeah, so it's the Marvin Gaye tribute show, downtown Las Vegas.
Nice, that's a good little spot.
The green room's badass.
Yeah, yes. Green room is cool table.
Really? So, okay, so I'm looking forward to this table. Place. Yeah. Okay, so that's where we will be.
What's up, fool?
Thank you very much, everybody.
Maybe Frankie Corio will show up.
Freddie Korea. Oh, Freddie. He said Frankie. Freddie.
Edward's in Las Vegas, too. He's at Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's at a residency
theater.
There.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Stop by and say hello.
I actually had a residency there for a hot minute. Really? Mm-hmm.
You did have a residency, like,
just for a short period.
2 years ago, right?
At the Flamingo. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it didn't last too long, but it was a great experience. But
that's good, man.
Yeah, I'll take advantage of it.
It's like easy money.
It'll be on my bio.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, man. Take care. Stay tuned next for news.
Die Samstagskracher bei Netto Markendiscount.
Jetzt was für mich?
Genau, Kinderüberraschungsei.
Ostern kommt!
Verschiedene Sorten, gleich zwei Stück für
1,50 Euro.
Nee, zwei Stück für nur 86 Cent.
Dann geh doch zu Netto!